EnglishPod.com.
Oh no, the lights went out. Honey, can you light a candle?
Sure. What do we do now?
Well, we can just talk, you know, like we used to.
I know. I'll tell you a scary story. It happened to me and my dad when I was a teenager. I was living with my father at the time when he received a phone call.
Hello. Yes, this is him. I see. Sorry to hear that. Okay, no problem. I'll be there shortly. Pack some clothes, Tony. My great aunt is very ill and no one in the family wants to take care of her. We're going to stay at her house for a few days.
Aunt? What aunt? I never knew you had a great aunt.
Well, the family doesn't talk about her, or get near her for that matter.
Why is that?
Come on, we have to go.
So we arrived at this old house on the outskirts of our town. There was almost no one around, and the house had an eerie look to it. Once inside the house, we walked to her room, and I was surprised to find my dad's great aunt in a wheelchair, yelling at someone, but we were alone in the room.
Hi, Aunt Ursula. This is my son, Tony.
Why have you come? Why are you here? Don't you know it isn't safe? My time is near. He's coming for me.
Who is coming for you?
The Prince of Darkness, the Lord of the Underworld, the Tempter, the Old Serpent.
Come on, Aunt Ursula, let's lay you down. You need to get some rest. Tony, help me lay her down.
That night, we slept in one of the 12 rooms of that big old mansion. The trees outside seemed to come alive, and their shadows formed ghoulish shapes on my bed. All of a sudden, we heard screaming.
Dad, Dad, Dad! Something is attacking Aunt Ursula!
The door is jammed. Stand back. Aunt Ursula, where are you?
Over here.
And as we approached her, she was lying on the floor with her hands and feet open like the Vitruvian Man, breathing heavily with bloody marks and scratches on her arms, legs, and face. Remember how I mentioned that she was in a wheelchair? My aunt had been paralyzed from the neck down for just over a year. After this incident, strange things would happen in the house, and my aunt would yell and scream, according to her, warding off the evil that had come to get her. As the days passed, she became very weak and eventually was unable to talk. My dad had to work during the day, so I was left to care for her. When she lost her voice and laid on her deathbed, I would hear her breathe in and out. So finally, one day, she breathed in and never exhaled. That night, I felt relieved that it was finally over, but it wasn't. I was so terrified of what I was hearing that I didn't sleep all night. The following morning, I went to the bathroom, expecting to find a mess and everything torn up, but I found everything exactly as it was before. The movers came that same day, and as we were cleaning out her drawers and personal items, we found strange notebooks with names and amounts of money written next to them. We found pictures with people's faces sewn with black or red string. And you want to know what the strangest thing was? There was a small doll filled with dead ants, with a strand of hair tied around its waist. And on the doll's face, there was a picture of me with the numbers 31-10-09. You know what date it is today? October 31st, 2009.